Hi, it's Beth. I just turned 65. I've kept my mouth shut all my life, but I've decided I'm going to go down swinging, and I'm talking. Episode 24, November 7th, 2019. Hi, it's Beth. Okay, so before I get into last Christmas, I just want to tell you that there's this, you know, we're over 65, right? There's this thing out there going on. It's called OK Boomer. You can look it up online. And they've got t-shirts and, you know, bumper stickers and I don't know. Anyway, the whole thing is that we're the reason the bees are dying and everything else. And we're responsible for every bad thing that happened. And, you know, we've made a lot of mistakes, and I get it. And we are going to live a very long time because of medicine and because we're not smoking. And previous generations were gone. We're going to stay way too long at the fair. And I get that. But I've also told some young people, listen, this is how it happens. You don't see it coming. You don't know what the thing is. That's going to be what everybody's upset about 30, 40 years from now. And I told them, I said, you know, it could be. And I think it might be water. And it's just going to become a huge issue. And so your children are going to look at you one day and go, Mom, I cannot believe that you actually watered your lawn with drinkable water. And it makes me sick to think that you flushed your toilet with drinkable water while babies were dying with tainted water. Like, yeah, you just don't see it. So the thing is, just have a little compassion. And I tell these young people, and your children are watching the way you're treating us. So do the math. Okay? And I am sorry about everything. So anyway, look out for OK Boomer. Okay? I don't know how long it's going to last. Hope it's over in a minute. But we'll see. So that just is a heads up. Anyway, okay, so last Christmas, got pretty tepid reviews, like maybe 2.5 stars out of 5 or whatever. And, of course, I was inclined to like it because Emilia Clarke, who is the mother of the dragons in Game of Thrones and an incredible actress, is in it. So is Henry Golding. He's a gorgeous boy, gorgeous man. And Emma Thompson, who she and her husband, who came up with the idea with her, actually adopted a child soldier from Rwanda, and he's a great kid, and he graduated from college. So I'm just so impressed with all these people. So I came in really wanting to like this movie, and I really did like the movie. It's a lovely story. You could take your kids to see it. I'm not going to give away much of the plot, but she was sick, and she had a heart transplant, and her reaction to it, like survivor guilt, and what do I do next after all the tumultuous times before you get that heart? And will you get the heart? And then you're in the hospital, and you're sick, and your mom's all upset, and everything else. And then you get the heart, and then you're well, and then you have an identity crisis or something. So I gained a lot of compassion for people who go through transplants. And what do you do with the rest of your life? And are you supposed to be amazing and do something wonderful because you've been given a second chance? It's a lot of pressure. So I really did like the movie, and I loved that Amelia was screwing up everything, and she didn't blame anybody. She looked inside herself, and she changed some of her behaviors, and things got better in her work environment, in her home environment. She changed. She took the fall. She believed it was all her fault. I mean, I haven't seen that in a long time, where somebody actually doesn't blame anybody for anything. And her mother was a refugee and very upset, and she couldn't relax. And I do remember that growing up in New York. People's grandmothers and mothers who had been in the Holocaust and in World War II, and they just could never, ever relax. So that was nice to see that it really is hard, that some things really, really are hard. And maybe all the reviewers who gave this movie a terrible rating and a very unfair review, I would say, maybe they've never experienced loss. Maybe they've never had an illness. Maybe they just don't get it. And so, anyway, you could take your kids to see this movie. I mean, she kind of had some one-night stands or something, but she cleaned up the whole story. I don't understand the rating of it. I thought it was super clean, super nice, and it just is a great Christmas movie. So, I'm way confused again by the critics, but this time, share this. Have your friends go see the movie, because maybe we need some more good movies. Maybe we need to see some people turning their own lives around. So, anyway, loved it. Nice Christmas story. And I'll see another movie soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.